Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. David said, I would have fainted. I would have fainted. I would have given up if I hadn't believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'd have gave up a long time ago if I didn't think things wouldn't have changed. If I don't think my change will come, I might as well give up now. The dead rise not, let's eat, drink, for tomorrow we die. Job looked at a stump and he said, can it live again? Surely, if the tender branches of a stump can come up and rise again, he says, surely God will change. All my expected days shall I wait till my change comes. I got hope. I've got hope. Hope is the anchor of the soul. Hope is what keeps me in the battle. Hope's what keeps my mind sane. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I was just, you know, thinking. I do a lot of thinking. I was just thinking, if you're a woman and you've ever cooked anything and you take two ingredients and you put them together and they're not necessarily alike. One can be water and the other one can be flour. Men, if you've ever mixed concrete, you know, you've got your base, you've got the powder, and then you've got the water, and each one is consistent on their own. But when you put them together, you got to find a new consistency. Are you hearing me? You got to find a new consistency. You was consistent when you was just water, and you was consistent when you was just powder. But if you want the cake to rise and you want the concrete to set, it's not too much water and it's not too much powder. Amen. And you can just mix and you just until finally you just keep mixing it until you get the right, say that again, consistency. That's too much. That's not enough. There's been a lot of times, brother, I've mixed concrete. And I know there's probably a right amount of water. You get in a bucket and you pour it in there, and it'll all kind of, but you know, men don't operate that way. And so I get a water hose and I spray, and I get a shovel and I turn it, and it's too dry. It's too dry. And I keep spraying. After a while, it's too wet. And I have to open up another bag that I didn't really want to open up and add a little, because it's not right until it gets the right consistency. And God can't use you or me until I get the right consistency. Hallelujah.
Let old rugged cross, he'd go, for who am I?
Hallelujah. To an old rugged cross he would go, for me. Hallelujah. Who am I? Hallelujah. His consistency paid off. It paid off for me in my inconsistency. If there's any leaving today, it won't be God. I'll leave you never. I'll be with you even to the ends of the world. If there's any leaving, it won't be God. It'll be you. I want to preach for a little while this morning. Thank you for coming. Beautiful songs. Thank you for coming on a rainy day today. Hallelujah. I just feel like God wants to do something. How many of you woke up this morning? Genesis 28:16, and Jacob awaked. He awaked out of his sleep. And when he woke up, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He woke up out of a sleep and said, God was here, and I didn't recognize it. I want to talk about the spirit of awakening this morning. The spirit of awakening. God, I come before you this morning. Hallelujah. There may be some asleep, yet they're awake. They got up. They came. But spiritually, they're still asleep. And God, you're dealing with them, and they don't really know it yet. And I ask you, Lord, hallelujah, wake them up gently, wake them up softly, without tragedy and misery and things of this nature that often will awaken people to change their ways. Lord, wake me up softly and gently and tell me that you love me and that you need me. Tell me, you better not lay there too long. You better get up. You better arise, for the day is far spent and the night is at hand. And that men can only walk in the day, for the night cometh and no man can see. Wake me up, God, softly and tenderly. You're calling us today. Hallelujah. Let me not delay that you got to shake me and shout at me and scream at me and cause tragedy in my life so my life will change. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I don't like to get, I hate it when that alarm goes off accidentally. I like to wake up softly and tenderly. I think that's why I wake up 95. I'll put it 95% of the time my alarm clock never goes off. I wake up right before it goes off. There's something inside of me, I don't like that thing. So whatever time I set it, this biological time, tick, 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 I don't know how it works, but just before it goes off, I wake up. Now, I don't know how many of you are snoozers. How many snoozers we got here? I know I live with one. I told her, you either get up or don't set it. And that's how I set it. Don't set the thing if you're not going to get up, because when it wakes you up, it wakes me up, and I don't go back to sleep real easy. Thank the Lord, I got my way on that one. But so many people are snoozers, it goes off, and they hit it. What you going to get out of that? It's nothing but misery for the next 5 minutes. You're trying to catch it, and you hit it again. And the whole time, you're going to be late anyway. You're going to be late anyway. Why set the clock but one time? Oh, Lord. I think you live in one of them. You see how I said that? You either get up or you don't set it. Yeah. Time, you be the man of your house. I'm sorry. What happened to my three boys I had down here? Where'd they go? Oh, where are the other ones? Well, I was going to wake them up this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know what woke you up this morning. Oh, you don't know? Y'all didn't hear that thunder? Oh, come on. 5:30 this morning? Boy, I wasn't ready to get up. But it was a boom. It woke me up. I don't like to be woke up violently. Every once in a while, the alarm will go off, and I got a bat in one hand and a gun in the other. Don't wake me up like that. Just pat me on the shoulder and say, time to get up. How do you want God to wake you up? Yes, sir. Thy gentleness, David said, has made me great. And no matter if you set your alarm, listen close, or you don't set your alarm. No matter if the dogs bark or they don't bark. No matter if you got earplugs on to shut out the rest of the world. Sooner or later, there's a mysterious thing inside of you that will wake you up. They can't even explain it. They say, well, when your metabolism, well, Lord, I wake up many times, I'm still dead tired. But there's something inside of you, no matter what you do, that will finally wake you up. Now, that doesn't mean you get up, but it wakes you up and lets you know that there's some surroundings and lets you know where you're at. You know, one thing I hate is to wake up and not know where I'm at. Have you ever done that? I've woken up at the camp and thought I was at the house, and the bathroom's the other way. I'll just give you a hint. And it's a miserable to wake up and not know where you're at. So was Jacob. He woke up. Where am I? When he went to sleep, he thought he knew where he was. God formed a man. Let me tell you, God wakes people up. God formed a man out of the dust of the earth. He was just an inanimate object, if you will. He's just laying there in the dust. And it wasn't until God breathed the breath of life. He breathed his spirit into the nostrils of Adam. And the Bible says he became a living soul. Adam's lights came on. Adam, now he didn't have to get up. I'm just going to lay here a while. Yeah, I know that. You're right back to sleep. And that's what happened. Well, I'm just going to talk to y'all this morning. That's what's happened. Well, I'm going to do something for God later. I'm going to do this later. And you go back to sleep. Paul told the church of Corinth they had many issues going on in that church. And he wrote them two letters. And some of it was about love, brother. And some of it was about rebuking. And he said, it's time for you to awake unto righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Wake up. Not like you went to sleep. Wake up and be righteous. And I'm telling somebody this morning, it's time to wake up. I'm just trying to wake up. I'm telling you, when I realized as a young kid that I needed the Holy Ghost to be saved, my daddy and mama, the preacher wasn't shaking me and say, wake up, son. If you don't get the Holy Ghost, you're going to be lost as a goose in a snowstorm. There was nobody's preaching a revival to me. It was just something inside of my spirit that woke up. And I'm like, I'm going to be lost if I don't repent. And all preaching is trying to wake you up. That's all it is. It's just trying to wake you up to who you are and what you need to be. I remember in high school, I went through high school, and, you know, it was all, as I talked about them boyaholics, I was one of them boyaholics. It was fishing and hunting, and then it's cars, you know, and I was chasing not women but cars. And the first 2 years of college, it was all cars, and it was blah, 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 and my grades was going, And all of a sudden, in that summer, that year, it was like something hit me. It wasn't daddy saying, son, if you don't, your grades don't pick up, you're going to dig ditches the rest of your life. He didn't do that. And it wouldn't have mattered. Are you hearing me? It wouldn't have mattered. All the preaching of the world doesn't matter until you wake up. And so I, all of a sudden, I woke up and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm not going anywhere like this. I've got to change how my life got changed. I sold that car, a Corvette. I wish I still had it now, but it was a Corvette Stingray, a 1956. No, 65. I'm dyslexic. 1965 Corvette, and I sold that thing because it was bringing me down. I woke up. I said, this ain't where it's at. And so this morning, I want to wake somebody up. Let's read in the book of Judges here. This is Israel had just been delivered from the enemy. Then sang Deborah, which was a prophetess, and Barak, the son of Abinadab, on that day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. When the people woke up and realized, I can't depend on somebody else to deliver me. I can't depend on my neighbor or the preacher or my daddy or my mama. And they finally woke up and said, hey, if we're going to get delivered, I got to do it. And they willingly gave themselves. They that are delivered from the noise of the archers. Ooh, you think bows are quiet? You know, when people deer hunt, they got these bows, and they put little poof things on there and all kinds of stuff to quieten it down. Because the deer is so quick that they can duck from that arrow, but when they hear that sound, they automatically can dodge that arrow. Well, you get a whole army, and they didn't have all them poof things on their bows. Brother, they were... And all the noise of conflict. Wherever there is a conflict, there is a noise, and it's an ungodly noise. They that are delivered from the noise of the archers in the places of the drawing water, and what should be a